Crossbreed Holster Studios. 10 years on the air
and 10 years on target. This is Armed American Radio.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
We're making the Second Amendment great again.
I am a very strong supporter of the Second Amendment.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast. Here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Monster Cast, Hour 3. Can you believe it already? What a dynamite program so far already. Donna Fiducia and Don, we had Bursa, we had Rafael Del Valle from, my gosh, and we bring gunbroker.com, Patricia Huff. And now I'm going to bring in one of my favorite people on planet Earth, and we're going to jump right in. The Captain's America, Matt Bruce from the Captain's America Third Watch, 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. on hundreds of stations around the country. Captain, how the heck are you?
Good morning, America. Hello, world. That's how I am.
That's your intro every single show. I love it. And you're getting ready for the show not long after this show airs. You kick off for, what, 4 hours across the country, right?
Yes, sir. Monday through Friday and 3 hours on the weekend.
And 3 hours on the weekend. You got to be the hardest working man in radio, Captain Matt Bruce. I love you to death. And you are down there on your flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, my hometown Tampa station. I love it. How's things going back there at home in Tampa?
Well, things are going pretty good down here. The economy is good. There's a lot of building going on, jobs. Everybody's got a job. People are coming down here that don't have jobs, and they're finding one right away. We've got some new road construction. Of course, there's an election year coming up. We've got all kinds of things going on here, and it's all positive. I don't see anything at all to pardon the pun, shoot the bad guys down.
So the Trump economy is kicking tail back in my hometown, right?
You bet it is.
Ooh, there a lot of growth. I know the last time I was down there, the growth is it's really exploding. It's been exploding down there for a long time, and it would have just because it's Florida, even if the economy were weak. But, boy, this exploding economy has really got it pushing outwards. Zephyr Hills area is now probably part of Tampa, new Tampa already, isn't it?
Pasco County is part of Tampa.
Yeah, that's what I was afraid of. I'll leave it at that's what I was afraid of. Captain, you have your finger on the pulse of a lot of things. And I want to cover the ground. This is what I love about talking with you, particularly on the show. I don't need to do a whole lot of work. So you saved me some time tonight. I appreciate that. But you're watching everything unfold in the Middle East right now. I know you're in the midst of that. I know how you prep for your show. I know you got all the paperwork stacked up. And that's great. And I want to go there with you, particularly the Middle East. But before I do, let me take you to the state of Virginia. I have not had an opportunity to talk with you yet about what is a very dangerous situation unfolding in the state of Virginia now with the sanctuary city movement, the whole state telling the governor and the attorney general and the incoming Dems, not up in here, not now. And they've made their case pretty clear that they're not going to put up with it. And they've made it known that they will actively resist. Tell me what your thoughts are on what's going on with the potential gun grab in Virginia.
Well, I've been watching Virginia very closely and paying attention to it because it has a lot of similarities starting to kick up down here in Florida. And the same people that are up in Virginia, the millionaires and billionaires, the progressive left liberal folks like, Bloomberg and Steyer and company are putting a bunch of money not only in Virginia but other states around the country and especially Florida. They're trying to take these solid red states and these gun owners and the NRA members and the Second Amendment members and all that, they're trying to take them down the Gilded Road and convincing them that, well, all we need is just a little bit of consolidation here and a little consideration, and we'll just make things a little easier for everybody, and we'll cut down on the deaths, too. Well, you know, the final straw to me, again, was when we saw what happened in that church in Texas. Now, we have got churches in Florida where the pastors have encouraged the same sort of thing to happen down here.
Right.
One of these times you are going to hear in the news about something like that being attempted in a church in Florida, and the guy is going to go down in a blazing glory right there in the middle of the church, because this is what's happening around the country. People are defending themselves. People are exercising their Second Amendment rights, and they are doing what it takes to be safe, because of all the places you want to be safe, wouldn't you think it'd be a church?
Well, you know, Captain, you mentioned a couple things. That's enough fodder for the whole hour. Let me take you down a couple roads here. First of all, the Second Amendment sanctuary movement, let's start there. There's three places I want to go with you. But the Second Amendment sanctuary movement did not start in Virginia. It really kicked off a couple years ago in Illinois. 67 counties in Illinois have told Chicago and the rest of the state government, no, not going to happen. We're free here. We don't want your laws in Chicago down here in the rural part of the state. We don't want it. Now we're seeing that in Virginia. What I suggested about a week ago, and I believe you'll agree with me because of what you just said in Florida, this is a movement that should take root now before the election in 2020 in a lot of red states like Georgia, like Florida, like Arizona, right? To send a message in advance to any incoming Democrat or whatever, we're not going to put up with this here. We've staked our claim. What do you think?
Well, you're right. And what you said is actually happening. There is a movement across the country right now this year. There are different amendments coming on different state voting tablets, if you will, all around the country to include things like this from a legal standpoint. But there's nothing that's illegal about these states having sanctuary guns. Sanctuary cities and some gun sanctuary counties. There's nothing illegal about it. And that should be pointed out to the people, too, because there's a misnomer floating around that, oh, well, they can't do that. It takes a constitutional amendment. Oh, no, it doesn't.
No, it does not. It takes the people to stand up and tell their. See, this is a great message that's being put out in right now, obviously very, very visible in a very volatile situation in Virginia where the people have and are, we're watching it unfold, stand up and remind their elected officials who's in charge. You may have won an election, but we're in charge, and we're not going to put up with this grab, with this power grab, with what we believe is unconstitutional, and we're not going to take it. And I love that. Not here, not up in here, not now, not today, not on our watch. Now, Florida, let's shift gears. Florida's a little bit different. Florida has, and this is a very dangerous situation in Florida that could happen. You right now in the state of Florida have those billionaires that you're talking about paying people a significant amount of money to collect signatures to put on your ballot a constitutional change in the change the Constitution in the 2020 election in Florida that bans assault weapons by a constitutional change because Florida is a ballot initiative state. That's how you can change the Constitution. Captain, could it happen in Florida?
Well, they're going to get enough signatures to get on the ballot. As far as the votes, I don't think the votes are going to be there. But the person that's also behind this, and you forgot to mention her, our Commissioner Nikki Fried, the Agricultural Commissioner, who happens to be a Democrat, who happens to be a very vocal anti-Second Amendment, anti-gun official, a member of the Florida Cabinet, the only one. And she got elected, and we all know it, by voter harvesting.
Explain that about Nikki Fried. Let's talk about her for just a minute.
Well, Nikki Fried was in a very close election. Very close election. And it's all because of the fact that the southern part of where she was from down there in Palm Beach County, in Broward County, that area, Miami-Dade, which is very heavily Democratic occupied, they voted for her in droves. But after the election was over, they found ballots. They found ballots in trucks that were parked that were never delivered to the election center that were in boxes that were not sealed, which, first of all, when the box is not sealed, the votes don't count. It's that simple. They also found ballots in boxes in cars where they brought them and parked them, county cars, and they left them inside. I don't know what these people were thinking, but if you have a box, and I've worked for the Election Commission before, one election, 2004, because I wanted to see what it was all about. But when you have an election, you have to take the box. It has to be hermetically sealed with a seal, signed off by an official, and then taken directly in our counties here, Tampa and Hillsborough County, Pinellas County, and Manatee County. It's taken by sheriff right straight back to the commissioner, the supervisor of elections office. And they do that so there's no chain of custody loss. Well, down below, they were just doing whatever. But there's the same thing that happened to you in Georgia that almost happened with whatever her name was up there.
Stacey
Abrams.
Who
got into the mix.
Right.
Yeah, who got into the mix, and she was doing the same thing, voter harvesting. This is a plotted task, which, by the way, this is legal in Arizona and California to do that. There is no chain of custody. It's legal to do that, have votes show up after the election and still be counted. Well, it's not down here.
You know, interestingly, let me just say this to close out this segment, Captain. And when we come back, I've got a couple of other directions I want to go. I want to continue the conversation. The Nikki Fried in Florida, listener, if you're unfamiliar with who she is, she's the Commissioner of Agriculture. Well, why are we concerned about a Democrat commissioner of agriculture in Florida? Well, because generally what happens when it comes to your firearms rights in Florida has a way to leak out around the rest of the country. See your permit if you have a CCW permit. That's a result of a 1987 bill in Florida that leaked out around the country and gave us the current permit system that we currently have today. So here's how I'll end this segment. It is the Department of Agriculture in the state of Florida, her department, that controls the licensing. And that was made a number of years ago in a shift to get it away from the Secretary of State because they didn't want it to be politicized. And now it's politicized. We'll explain it all when we come back here with the Captain, Matt Bruce. Don't go away. You're on the Armed American Radio Network.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012. 454-7012.
We've all put ourselves in a potentially unsafe situation. Whether it's commuting at an odd hour, parking the car in that badly lit garage, or taking that nighttime run. So let's be real. We're not going to stop doing any of those things. The Taser Pulse Plus is here to help you approach every day with confidence and give you that backup if you ever need it. With an effective safety distance of up to 15 feet, delivering a 30-second cycle of muscular incapacitation, the Pulse Plus now has even more advanced safety features. It connects to the mobile safety app Noonlight to dispatch emergency services as soon as the Pulse Plus is triggered. No fumbling for the phone, no freezing up in fear. Pull the trigger and help is on the way. Protect yourself and your family with a leading brand in less lethal self-defense technology, Taser Self-Defense. Visit buy.taser.com and use the code AAR for 10% off the purchase of a consumer Taser device. That's buy.taser.com with the code AAR for 10% off.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hey! it's Mike Gallagher wanting to let you know that the crew of the Desperado Sport Fish in Virginia Beach, Virginia, supports Armed American Radio and the Second Amendment, and I'm right there with them. Now back to Mark Walters.
I got the captain laughing to welcome us back in. Captain, how the heck are you? It's fun, isn't it? Are you having a good time?
Yeah, it is fun, and you know, you got me going here about this Nikki Free thing because she is not a friend of Florida. She's not a friend of Florida.
She's not a friend of gun owners. And what, by the way, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You got to love when you know, we bring the mics back live and you can hear what's happening in real time. And I love it, Captain. So much fun to have you here. Happy New Year, brother. You know, so good to talk with you, and you do such great work down there in Tampa. Tell us a little bit about the Captain's America, where people can listen to you, because it's on a whole bunch more stations now, my friend.
Well, it is. My syndicate has been doing a really good job, and I've added more stations on the Salem Radio Network, of course, Genesis Communications, and we've got another new group of stations, and a lot of independent stations, Mark, just like you, a lot of independent stations around the country. But to find out more, they can go to my website, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com, and we try to update the list as best as we can. We've got more coming, and I could be a full-time internet person if I wanted to be, just adding stations, it seems, for the next couple of weeks. But we're up there in the significant numbers now, and we are starting to be, and we have been, a major player in the overnight market around the country, because we do is tomorrow's news tonight.
And you're doing that now. Hold off on that. I don't want to get ahead, because I want to... When I first asked you to jump in here, you're working on some things that are popping that we will be hearing about later, because you are ahead of the game there. Let's go there in a minute. Let me quickly segue from the Virginia situation and Nikki Freed. I think we can put an exclamation point on Nikki Freed. Every gun owner in the country needs to be concerned about what she's able to accomplish in Florida if it's able to leak out. That's why we talk about these things, listener. It's very important. Let me take you back to Texas now. We had a horrible situation unfold in the church that you mentioned in the previous segment, that America got to see with its own eyeballs what happens when the real good people with guns actually do stop these attacks. Now, this happens, Captain, as you know, hundreds of times across the country daily. Obama's own Bureau of Justice Statistics found that to be the case, and they could get as low as 180,000 over a one-year period. That's hundreds of times a day. Good, decent, hardworking people use a firearm to defend themselves. In this case, it was streaming live, the church service about ready to begin. The media couldn't bury it because it was out and the whole world saw it. Now you've got every town for gun safety, Mike Bloomberg, and every anti-gunner and gun prohibitionist and freedom hater in the country doing, including papers like the USA Today and others, doing everything they can to spin their way out of this. And they can't, Captain. The more they do it, the harder it is on them and the dumber they look. Has America finally had an opportunity through this tragedy to see that we're right?
They have with that video, because the video says it all, as you say. And anybody that wants to find out for sure, any doubting Thomases that are out there, go look at that video and see what those gentlemen did. Now, there was actually only one shot fired back, and it was by the fellow up front. I forget his name. But
Mr.
Anyway,
Wilson, Jack Wilson.
Yeah, the former deputy and whatnot. And he put a shot dead between the eyes, center mass, right straight between the eyes, and dropped the guy right on the spot. Everybody else had their guns full, but he was the only guy that shot back.
That security team worked in lockstep together, and the pastor did a wonderful job in putting that civilian team together. And it was. Let me just close this portion of the conversation out with something near and dear to you, Captain. Parkland in Florida, your home state. It was a minute and 39 seconds that we had an armed response. Now, the coward never went in. That's not the point. There was an armed response in 1 minute and 39 seconds. Had he chosen to go in, he could have saved countless lives. He did not. But again, that's not the point. The point is that in the 1 minute and 38 seconds preceding the arrival of an armed response, 20 people had already been shot, 9 fatally. So that's how fast it happens. That's why what we saw happen in Texas was so important. But even more important than that, Captain, was including Sheriff Bob Gualtieri in Pinellas County, right down the road from you where you sit right now. The other 12 members, including him, 13, went into that commission that were appointed by the governor, anti-gun carry for teachers. Every single one of them came out unanimously in favor of teachers because they saw video footage similar to what America saw in Texas. And every single one of them knew that if someone were there armed, the carnage would have been reduced tremendously. Your thoughts real quick.
Absolutely 100% correct. You are right.
All right. Let's go to the overnight stuff here. That because we now know Trump ain't playing games. and you and your military background, you've been there, you've done it, you've surfed it. Your thoughts on what's happening around the world?
Well, right now, Mark, we have a terrible situation that's emerging. And again, it's Iran wanting to be big boy in the block and be the big bully and show everything they can do. Well, we just had Sunday afternoon while I was getting ready to do some things, and I'm now prepping up on the story. We just had an attack launched by Al-Shabaab on a military base in Kenya. They killed two of our guys there, wounded several others, including some of the African troops that are in there. We are going to retaliate against Al-Shabaab in a force and intensity that you haven't seen in a long time. We're also doing it. Mike Pompeo came out late this afternoon and said the United States is now targeting Iran's actual decision makers. Well, if I was the Ayatollah and I was the new IRGC commander and I was some of these other commanders, I think I would be keeping a low profile instead of driving around in convoys and things. That's just me. And we're also going to go after various military installations. The president yesterday said that he had 52 targets. Now, why the number 52? That's the number of the hostages right. that were taken in 1979. Right. And some of the targets that we've taken, the Democrats are going, oh, they're cultural centers, they're cultural. No, they're not. There's not. And I've seen the target list, or at least part of it, and I can't talk about it. But some of the targets may appear to have some sort of educational or whatnot, but they're historical sites on the Iranian hostage situation, for example. Historical sites on the 9/11 attack, historical sites that also are military buildings, so they double up in both ways. They're not cultural sites, so don't bite a light on that. We are going after legitimate military targets. And oh, by the way, might we sink the Iranian fleet? Yep,
Captain. I'm dismayed by it. You know it's coming. Ilhan Omar and AOC and the rest of these wacko communist socialist lunatics that have somehow sifted their way into our political system. Nonetheless, calling Trump a war criminal, Omar saying he's committing war crimes and talking about committing war crimes on Twitter, etc. Do these people hate this country?
Omar certainly does. She called for, get this, violence to erupt. Violence to erupt. Now, where's she talking about? Our country. Now, she is actively promoting a riot in America. Well, I am actively promoting, and the people listening in Minnesota right now, and I've got a lot of them that listen on my show and my affiliates up in Minnesota, just like you have up there. I've told the people, you made a mistake last time around. Now it's time to correct that mistake and vote Ms. Omar out. And after we do that, we need to launch immediate deportation proceedings against her.
Well, I'll tell you, wouldn't that be great? Captain, I want to thank you. I know how busy you are prepping for your show. Thank you for jumping on Armed American Radio's MonsterCast with me while you sit there. And I know right where you are, have sat in that chair many times. I miss you. I miss home. I love you, brother. Happy New Year. Thanks for hopping on the radio with me. Ladies and gentlemen, please tune in to the Captain's America Third Watch. Just go to the website, Google it up, Captain's America Third Watch. You'll find he's on hundreds of stations around the country. You'll love the program. Captain Matt Bruce, thank you, brother. We'll be talking to you soon. Armed American Radio will continue right after this.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates 100% of profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and join the coffee club while you're there. DefenderCoffee.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms. Custom built at your request, we employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at VaultProUSA.com. That's VaultProUSA.com. And check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at VaultProUSA.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being brought to you by Taser Self-Defense. Visit Taser.com to meet your new sidekick. How fun of a program so far has this been, huh? How about that? And again, I apologize for my cold. I still sound a little bit rough, so bear with me a little bit. Tail end of it, no big deal. Alan Gottlieb traveling today, so I can't bring him to the program. A.W.R. Hawkins gave him the day off, had tons of stuff to do with his family after the holidays. God bless him for everything that he does for us. Make sure to read him at Breitbart.com. He'll be back next week, and so will Alan. Everybody's schedules are going to be very, very busy coming up. Now, we're in showtime this year, or this time of year, I should say. The SHOT Show, Shooting, Hunting, and Outdoor Trade Show, sponsored by the National Shooting Sports Foundation, kicks off at the Sands Convention Center on the 20th through the 24th in Las Vegas. I'll be out there on the 19th broadcasting the Daily Defense Show and possibly this show from Vegas. I'll let you know about that in the very, very near future, but we're working on those plans now. However, I will be seated next to Mike Gallagher and next to Lars Larson, good friends. I can't wait to be bringing their voices to this program and to the Daily Defense Show while I'm out there broadcasting in Vegas, and a ton of others. It's going to be a humongous show in Las Vegas. After that, you've got other shows coming up that go throughout the year and really gives it an end with, and they really run through September. NASGW again will kick off. There are concealed carry expos that we will be looking at. The National Rifle Association show. among many, many others, including that we culminate with the Gun Rights Policy Conference, of course. And then Freedom Expo in Orlando on February 8th, 2 weeks after SHOT. So going to be a very, very, very busy 6 months of the year. And it promises to bring us some great radio and some great guests as the new threats against our right to keep and bear arms emerge as the campaign continues. And we're going to see different things. We're watching right now this their attempted transformation of the narrative after Texas. They will fail in that respect. I can promise you that because the video doesn't lie. They've been outed. So be very vocal about that in the face of them being vocal, trying to change the narrative. Get back in their face, stand your ground, put them back on their heels, and throw that knockout punch if you have to because they've been checkmated. Don't let somebody in an argument take you down on this. You're right. They're wrong. The whole country has seen it, and let them know it. This is part of how we make them eat it as we move into the 2020 campaign. Be nice, be professional, but win because you're on the right side here, and that proves it, okay? Oh, what else? What a great show. Donna Fiducia and her husband, Don, weren't they wonderful? Fox News Live. I'm Donna Fiducia. Used to love watching Donna on Fox News and listening to her on Fox Radio. Ooh, and she's right down the street. I can't wait. We'll probably be doing some video, but we're going to do some shooting with them in the very near future down in Carrollton, Georgia. That's going to be a lot of fun. The captain, Matt Bruce, was wonderful. I'm so glad I was able to bring him to you. Bursts of firearms. Yeah, right. Rafael DeValle was wonderful. And I didn't get a chance because we only had one segment. But in the coming days and weeks, you're going to hear him as a regular contributor to this program. He's got a lot to say, makes a lot of great points. We're not just talking about firearms, but we're talking about contributions relative to current events. Rafael is up on this stuff. And as a really good friend with Rob Pincus and myself, I think you're going to see some synergy there, some really good, fun things happening. So look for that new dynamic in play as we march onward towards the election in 2020. That's going to be an awful lot of fun. And, of course, Patricia Huff from GunBroker.com. All right, what do we got going on giveaway-wise, fun stuff? Okay, quite a bit is going to be happening. The North American Arms giveaway is still in play. You simply have to go to Armed American. Well, there's two ways. Let me start from the beginning. NorthAmericanArms.com. Visit the site, scroll down to the bottom of the page, grab the phone number, call North American Arms, tell them, hey, I heard on Armed American Radio, you're giving away free hats, and you will get, in a matter of 2 or 3 days, I believe they're shipping priority mail, no matter where you are in the country, you'll get it between 1 and 3 days, a brand new, super high quality North American Arms hat. They had to order hundreds more because of Armed American Radio listeners. Call them. Tell them you heard on Armed American Radio that you can get a free hat if you make the call. By doing so, you will be automatically entered to win their half of the drawing, which is a North American Arms mini revolver. On my side, simply head over to armedamericanradio.com, and you'll see a couple seconds after you get to the page, it'll pop up, do you want to enter the North American Arms to win the free gun? You can click yes or no. If you want to win the gun, click yes. There's your information. Done. You're automatically entered. We will find out this week. I found this out last week that we will find out this week when we're going to draw the two winners. The grand prize winner is going to win a North American Arms mini directly out of my own safe, right out of my own safe. North American Arms is going to put out a runner up winner who will win the same gun directly from North American Arms. So I would highly recommend that you participate. It's going to be an awful lot of fun to give those two winners their prizes, I can promise you that. Three range bags given away last week. We're going to do more of those with Gun Broker coming up throughout the remainder of the year, particularly from SHOT. Patricia and I were talking. We spend time together. We do a lot of work together. And I'm hopeful that we'll be able to provide another giveaway when we're at the Shooting, Hunting, and Outdoor Trade Show together in just about 2.5 weeks. I can't believe that it is already, well, it's 14 days away. For SHOT Show, that's the kickoff of the year for us in this industry, I can tell you that much. So a lot of fun stuff getting ready to go down. All of our sponsors are going to start doing some really cool things with us. Ammoland.com has giveaways that are huge. When I mean huge, let me give you an example. I think it was October or November. Correct me, do you remember, Sean? September, October, November? I'm not sure either. We'll figure that out. They gave away a 55-gallon drum filled with ammo, all right? That's a huge giveaway. How do you do these things? How do you? They've given us those. They've given us a URL. Ammoland.com/AAR. Ammoland.com/AAR. You will read some of the, you'll read the same stuff I get that hundreds of other thousands of Americans that are up on their Second Amendment issues get from Ammoland. The best writers in the country come right into your email, to your email box. If you want to opt out, you don't want to read the fun gun stuff anymore, go ahead and opt out. But it's up to you. But Ammoland.com has put that information out there. And when you do that, when these ginormous giveaways occur, you'll know, and you'll know where to go. We're going to be doing, oh, and another thing I can't forget, the Memphis in May coming up in September. Or, I'm sorry, September. The Memphis in May coming up in September. How about that? You getting tired yet? Maybe it's the cold medication, right? The Memphis in May, which I can promise you is in May, and it's not in Knoxville, it's in Memphis, is the Super Bowl, if you will, of barbecue cook-offs. Lead Slinger's whiskey is the whiskey, the spirit, at the Memphis in May this year. And we will be there with Brad Primo and the crew, and we will be involved with doing some cooking and all that fun stuff. Memphis in May. So that's a huge event. Defender Coffee, here's the deal. If you're drinking coffee and you're not drinking Defender Coffee, you're doing yourself and the Second Amendment a disservice. Because Defender Coffee, at the end of every year, donates the money that you told them to donate to the Second Amendment organization of your choice. Okay? So please, seriously, think of the guests we've had on the program today. What a huge program it was today. All of these people make it possible. So we have to support them. There are people out there trying to rip us apart, kick us off the air, beat us into submission, and take away our rights. And we're not going to let that happen. We're going to stand up and we're going to fight. And the people who are behind us that support us, keep us on the airwaves and keep us over the internet and keep us writing. And Defender Coffee is one of them. Lead Slingers is one of them. This is the Crossbreed Holster Studios, for gosh sakes. If you have questions on a holster, reach out to me. I'll be more than happy to help you. MarketArmedAmericanRadio.org. Don't go away. When we come back, we're going to continue this conversation. There's a couple more of our sponsors I want to mention, and then I've got some happy ending stuff for you back after this. Oh, you know what? Before I do that, it's really not a happy ending, but I want to go with Hollywood. Hollywood for the Golden Globes. Yeah, we'll talk about that when I come back. That's what we'll do. Hypocrites, liars, in your face, bald face liars. We're going to expose them when we come back. Don't go away.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convoy Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believe in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
Carr, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics. Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on the nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With the simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with the room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates 100% of profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and join the coffee club while you're there. DefenderCoffee.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sebastian Gorka, letting you know that the Desperado Sport Fishing Crew in Virginia Beach, Virginia, supports Armed American Radio and our right to bear arms. Now, back to Mark Walters.
I want to wrap up with the people who make this all possible. I was telling you, Crossbreed, if you have questions about holsters, mark at armedamericanradio.org. If you have a question about a safe, Vault Pro has the answers for you. VaultProUSA.com. Reach out to me. I'll point you in the right direction. I'll send you right to the owner, Tony himself. Huge shout out to Dr. Sebastian Gorka and to Mike Gallagher for the rejoins. They've done a great job for us. We're looking forward to working together with them all year. North American Arms, you know about the giveaway. Second Amendment Foundation, lifetime membership, $150. Or $5 a month or a dollar a month, whatever you want to give. We need the help. We need the help. Emerson Knives. We're going to do some fun stuff. Would you like to win an Emerson knife giveaway? Yeah. Ernie Emerson's going to be on the program here in the very near future with a really radical, cool guest. And we'll talk about getting you an Emerson knife, an opportunity to win it anyway. MyPillow, you guys crushed it over the year. Thank you so much for everything that you've done for us as fans. And I want to thank the sponsors, and it's a family, and we couldn't do it without you. Boy, oh boy, let's go to Hollywood. Does Hollywood appreciate your right to bear arms in any way, shape, or form? How about Jim Carrey? You know, it's hard. The movie Liar Liar was on the other day. Absolutely hilarious movie. No doubt, Jim Carrey's an incredibly talented comic actor. There's no question about it. That's what I wish my knowledge of Jim Carrey, I wish that's where it ended, that he's a really funny guy. Okay? Same thing with Steve Kerr, that he's a great basketball coach, at least when his players feel like playing, right? Maybe not this year. But that's what I'd like to know about him. He's a great basketball coach. Not that he's an anti-gun communist sympathizer who hates me and my right to bear arms. It frustrates me. It hurts me. When pop culture has become so invaded with this parasite of socialist communism, this un-American, anti-freedom. And all these people had made millions of dollars in this country doing what they love to do. God bless them for doing that. On our backs, because we're the ones that pay them. And then they attack us and our freedoms. They attack our ways of life. And then what do? They have some of the heaviest armed security, protection for the Golden Globes, right now, going on, right? Is it still on or is it over? I think it's over by now. No, it's probably still on. Forgive me for not paying attention to what time those goofballs are on. But it's right now. Anti-gun actors and actresses in Hollywood will be surrounded by armed security as they attend the 77th annual Golden Globes. Now, this was a New York Daily News piece that AWR Hawkins picked up and expanded on. The Beverly Hills Police Department Captain Michael Hill, here's what he said, and I quote him. We have a robust security plan that includes assistance from our local, state, and federal law enforcement partners. Additionally, we will be using the most contemporary technologies in an attempt to ensure the ceremony is held without incident. Now, some of you are probably thinking, well, that's because Donald Trump dropped bombs on some guys he shouldn't have dropped bombs on. And no, not at all. Because here's what else he had to say. This is Beverly Hills Police Lieutenant Robert Maycott. He noted specifically that the U.S. strike against Iran had not altered anything to do with the security plan. Rather, he said, security is similar to what it was last year. Bomb-sniffing dogs, SWATs, snipers, undercover, all protecting the Hollywood elite. Let me take you right smack back to segment one, in hour one, when I asked you about Bloomberg, when he said, we just don't think average people. Who is we? The elite, the ruling class, those that puts in socialist societies, the elite at the top and the rest below clamoring for crumbs. That's the way they think. This is part of the elite that Michael Bloomberg was referring to. Why? What makes them elite? Money. They have more money than you have. And because they have more money than you have in a socialist system, they have what? Power that you don't have. And because they have money, because they are statist, because they are the elite, they also have, because they deserve it, armed security. But you don't need it. They'll take care of you. That's their promise. That has never once been kept, ever, in any socialist society ever tried. Last week, we talked about the communists, right? Remember the opening segment from last week's show? Any one of America's gun grabbers or leftist actors or leftist basketball coaches or leftist media members could have written that. It could have come from any one of their pens, fingertips, or mouths. That's the ideology these people want for you. Meanwhile, they're walking around Hollywood surrounded. Now, guess what happens when they leave the confines of the Golden Globes and go off to their parties at their mansions? Who do you think is staffed outside the mansions and the gates and walking side by side with the stars? Private armed security details. Okay for me, not for thee. Isn't it funny how that works? Let's go to happy ending stories are always great to go to. Excuse me again. Alleged home invader dies after bringing baseball bat to a gunfight. Now, I have to be honest with you. When I first saw this, it was on an Instagram post from AWR Hawkins. And he said something about, oh, here it is. It's the headline. Alleged home invader dies after bringing baseball bat to gunfight. That's a no-no. This came out of Indianapolis. The shooting occurred around 1 a.m. Saturday after the homeowners were allegedly confronted by a suspect with a bat. So they located him afterwards, authorities did, after they arrived at the home. Located a man with multiple gunshot wounds. He was pronounced dead upon arrival at the hospital. I guess the moral of that story, Sean, is don't bring a bat to a gunfight, probably. If you're stupid enough to be breaking in someone's home, you've earned your own demise. So here's how we're going to close out today's broadcast, and what an unbelievable show it was. I hope you had a great time. If you attempt to deprive another human being of their right to life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, you lose your right to all three of the above instantly. And if your death results from the actions taken by the individual whose life, liberty, or pursuit of happiness you were trying to deprive them of, too bad for you, pal. No sympathy on this program whatsoever. You got everything you earned. You earned your demise. I hope the ride hurt. Hope it was very uncomfortable for you. I feel no sympathy for you whatsoever, nor are you deserving of any sympathy whatsoever. None. We take that into 2020. Let me leave you with this also as we go to, because this is going to be a raucous year, believe me. This is not the year to lay down. This is not the year not to be heard. This is the year that you've got to get up, get in people's faces. If somebody tries to talk to you or talk down to you because of your rights, use the facts and put them in their place. The election coming up in 2020, we're in 2020, the election coming up in November is vital. Yes, we hear it all the time. The most important election of our lifetime. This one is. Socialism is on the ballot. There has never been an election in America more important than the one we're facing in 2020 in our history. Bold statement, but the facts. We're going to get up and do it all again tomorrow on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Enjoy the rest of your day. Hope you love this show like I did. Please support all of our sponsors, and I'll see you on the radio.
Just fill your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.